Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 47. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep.
And we are so excited for our guests this week. They're coming to us from Detroit, Michigan. Woo-hoo. This is the drive home. Welcome, fellas.
Hi. Hi. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you bet. We're loving this. We got introduced to you and your music by Blues Dad, and we have had this this date circled on the calendar. We have been fired up for this one. You guys are billing yourselves as an indie alternative emo power trio from Detroit. Tell us a little bit about your sound.
Well, we explore a lot of different sounds, I think, in the three songs that we've released so far. So Off the Deep End is very high energy, just kind of comes out the gate and just kind of keeps your foot tapping, and, you know, some like distorted guitars and emo hook vocals, I think, is what defines us across all three songs. Expectations kind of starts with a more mellow intro with a little guitar lead, and then it kind of does kick in a little bit later in the song. And then Disaster, which we just released this week, which is really exciting, is another one kind of more like Off the Deep End, but it has more of a pop punk sound compared to Off the Deep End. So we all really like those kind of genres and have grown up listening to that. Some might call us elder emo because we liked all those bands back in the day, like Taking Back Sunday, Brand New, Panic at the Disco. And all of that kind of got infused into like our own sound with those emo hooks. And you know, we just really like technical rhythm, rhythmic things that we do in our songs. So, we just have a lot of fun kind of like really leaning into like the emo vocals over, you know, high energy instrumentals.
How did you guys all come together, and what's kind of been the history of the band? How long have you been together? And you're playing out of the Detroit area, but I'm assuming in other places as well. So what is kind of the background of the development of the drive home?
Johnny? Well, me and Sean Zelda here, we go back from way back to high school. So we started playing music together way back in the high school days. We started with a band called This Emergency, we came as Romans. He played the drums, I played the bass for that. I've always played the bass. He's dabbled a lot more across the board. And then we kind of went different paths, off to college and whatnot, different cities. But I ended up moving back stateside or to Michigan, and we reunited over the last year. It's been great.
Yeah, we started working, and Austin and I met in 2023 originally.
Yeah, a few years ago.
At Berkeley Coffee, and I was playing some open mics. It's funny, that was the year in January I decided I'm going to get back into music. So I started going to open mics, and that's where I met Austin, and we jammed a couple times, and we've been talking a lot about how the stars aligned, because Sean and I have been best friends since high school, and we stayed in touch all these years. And even back in 2020, I was working on songs and Sean was laying down bass from Denver. So we've been working on some of these songs for a while. And then Sean moved here, and Austin and I were working together on some video stuff. And Austin was like, hey, I like the music, I want to be a part of this. And it turns out Austin's a killer drummer. So it all just kind of came together in such a like unpredictable way. And we're just rolling with it. We're having a blast.
Well, and the sound is amazing. You guys obviously fit. It works well. But
thank
I
you.
Was intrigued, and we talked a little bit before we started the recording about the song Off the Deep End. And one of the things that we're reading as we're looking through your website and some of the information that's out there, social media wise and so forth, is your songs offer hope. Your songs are very optimistic and positive, and the line that got me is they're proving there's a way out. Can you give us a little bit of background? What's that all about?
Yeah, Off the Deep End is a song about my 10 years in addiction. And I've actually been sober for 9 years now. But I was
congratulations.
Thank you. It's I had some hard times in those 10 years, and I never thought I was going to write a song again. I thought that being sober, my life was going to be over, right? And but I couldn't keep living the way I was living. So yeah. I was at this jumping off place in my life where I was like, I couldn't keep living the way I was, but like I knew something had to change. And I kept working on the music through the early days of my sobriety, and wanted to write Off the Deep End, a song kind of about like what that was like to be in that chaos that I created for myself, and coming out the other side of that is like the song itself. Just the fact that like I got to a place where I found these guys, and like the song actually we got it done and got it produced, was like kind of a big deal for me because of all those years that I put myself through hell. And the song is really just about like, I don't know which way to go. It's kind of like a running like lyric that comes throughout that song. And it's what it was like to feel, what it felt like to be in that place of addiction, and wanted to write a song to let folks out there know that they're not alone, and that like, there is life after, getting sober and all that.
Sure. That's a very positive place to be. And have you found that folks have come to you and talked to you about the whole process and the fact that, hey, maybe this has helped somebody along the way?
Yeah, I actually get a chance to talk to a lot of people about that. And a lot of people are resonating with the music in that way too. In fact, we actually have a song that we've been playing live that we're working on for EP number 2 that also has similar themes that folks have actually come up to us after shows and me and talked to me about that. And so, I'm really excited to release that one next year too. And we definitely want to keep it as a theme because it's just, I just write songs about like what my own life experience is. And so that was a big part of my life. So more music on the way thematically in that realm of things. And I've definitely had people like come up to me and say like, hey, I love that song and I love like what the message is for it. So it's been really cool to get that feedback from people.
And it takes a lot of courage to talk about vulnerability, especially with your own personal experience. So I give you kudos for that. That's amazing. And I know people are going to love this song because I do.
Thank you.
Well, knowing the backstory makes it even more personable to us all. Let's give this one a listen, The Drive Home and Off the Deep End. We'll be right back. off the deep end. That's the drive home. And I think it's even more powerful when you know what the backstory is. You know, it's cool to hear that. It's a, no pun intended, but a deep song, and really, really enjoy that. Really enjoy that.
Thank you so much. That was cool to listen to it with you guys.
Yeah. Oh,
All right, folks, let's take a quick break. We are going to come back right after this message with the drive home.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with the drive home. Just heard Off the Deep End and got the backstory on that. And I know you guys are positive with your messaging and with the songs that are out there. What is it in the creative process as you're writing and putting things together? What's that look like for your band?
It's funny because like these first three songs and the fourth song that'll be released in early January, a lot of that was me in isolation and working with Sean a little bit in the older days or whatever. And then me at open mics, just like trying things out vocally and especially on Quiet, the next song that releases in January. But with the EP that we just wrote, that was definitely more of a collaborative effort, right? And we were, you know, at practice and like I would come with an idea and then we would like write them together. And so it just kind of depends, right? You know, like everybody's bringing really great ideas. Like both of these guys are just immensely talented musicians. And, you know, Sean and I have been working together forever on things and we go way back. And Austin and I have a really great chemistry as well. And so like, it's been super cool, like since like kind of bringing the band together in what, like May was like when we were all like officially a band, a couple months before the release of Off the Deep End, and like mm-hmm. working together on everything now is like really fun. So, but yeah, I think it's, we're at the point now where it's like, we write our songs together, which is great. I love that.
Cool.
One of the songs actually, seed of the idea came when we were in the studio recording the first EP. Zelda, he was playing guitar, just hanging out, and he was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. This is a cool riff. And out of that grew a whole song.
Yeah, a lot of phone memos, like voice memos and stuff. Yeah. Sometimes it starts with like vocals, sometimes it starts with just kind of riffs and like mm-hmm. doing things rhythmically and, you know, getting me and Austin in to kind of think of different ways to move through a song rhythmically from kind of place to place within the song. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun being a part of it with what we got going all together.
Well, we're intrigued as well because looking at your site and talking about some of the things that are spelled out there, you talk about the fact that you use film a great deal to support your songs. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yep. Yeah, also, you're looking at me, so I guess. Yeah, so I got into film a few years ago. I was looking to make a transition in my career, and now I'm doing that full-time as a freelance filmmaker. And actually, that is kind of how I started in the band. Is I was originally working with Zelda on the Off the Deep End music video, and from there, our relationship just blossomed, and he was showing me a bunch of songs he had in the works, and I'm like, this is awesome. I need to be a part of it. You know, I'm a drummer. You need a drummer. Let's go. And it's been really cool. We've taken the opportunity to really turn it into kind of a hybrid music / film project. Every song we release, we're making a music video for. We have a ton of short form video surrounding it. We have YouTube videos that we post every week. So it's been an amazing opportunity for myself to flex my creative muscles in that aspect as well.
Well, and being a member of the original MTV community, I thank you for doing that, because that's what I like to see with music, the interpretation in film. And so that's, you know, keep doing it. It's it's awesome.
I just want to say, it's not just me either. I mean, Zelda, he's kind of creative director in all this, and we co-direct and co-write everything. We bounce ideas back and forth, and you know, he's acting in all of them, but he's also kind of directing at the same time with me, and we're kind of creating it as we go. And it's just, it's been a beautiful project.
Oh, there you go. Awesome.
Well, you know, because we also like have talked through, like we spent a number of early mornings on our calls that we do every week as a band, talking through like the story of the video for Off the Deep End, right? Like I know I came to you with like a general idea, and I had some crazy stuff in there that was going to require a budget, right? But then we kind of dialed it back, right? But like, you know, we've, you know, hashed out like, how do we get from like, one of the things that Austin did, came up with that was brilliant with the expectation music video that we were just scratching our heads, was like, how do we visually show that there's like that sort of climax of the story where I hand Brooke, and shout out to Brooke O'Neill, great collaborator on Expectations.
Great last actress. Couple,
great actress, all across the board, great singer. Mm-hmm. But like, it took us a while to kind of land on like, how do we do, what's the best way of showing that like, I'm getting vulnerable with Brooke and mm-hmm. showing her how I really feel. And so Austin came up with, hey, we're doing all these Polaroids and that's Brooke's thing. And so let's have Zelda write "I love you" on a Polaroid and then hand it to her, and then when she sees it, she's like, oh, I'm not ready for that, and then she drops it and then runs, you know. And so like, I'm getting chills just like thinking about that moment, because it's such a really simple but very effective and like very good way to like visually show that moment, because that song is about a real experience that I had, right? And to show that visually was a conundrum for a long time, and Austin came up with a great way to do that. And so just the writing together, and you know, obviously Sean was in the performance scenes for that, and Sean's been will be in all the other music videos going forward as well, so we're excited for that. Off the Deep End was mostly just a story of like my isolation, and so that just kind of followed me running around and like in this strange world that I like created for myself, where I'm like totally isolated from the world. And then I walk into this dinner party and all these people are around the table and they're shouting at me at the gang vocal part.
Yeah.
It's
a great video.
Yeah. And they're like, and basically to visually show the drama of like the meta idea that like all these people in my life were not happy with me and how I was living my life.
Yeah. Right?
And, so we had collaborators in that as well. Like my mom is actually at the end of the table. Austin's in it. Austin's girlfriend, Jess, is in it. Lucas Powell and Bridget Edwards, who just moved to Nashville because they're also very talented musicians. They're featured in that video too. So it's just really
and
fun.
Sean Daly's girlfriend, who wasn't at the time.
Candace Wu.
Featured on another song.
Yep. For Quiet, Candace,
so featured on that.
Candace Wu is the lead actress in that video. So it's been so fun to just like invite our friends, our talented friends, to join us in the video endeavors too, because I know Sean and I also are visual artists and Sean's a graphic designer by trade, and like I'm in advertising, so I've shot commercials and stuff as a writer. And so like we all three of us, plus this little community of other creatives, have come together to really elevate the music beyond just the audio and add some nice like visual elements. And it's been so fun to do that.
Well, I was just going to say, and how much fun it must be to have your community with you as you're putting this all together.
Oh, yeah. And we've grown a community from doing this, just from going out there and creating stuff. We've met so many awesome people, and our debut release party that we had here in Zelda's garage was awesome, because everybody who's been working with us and who we've been meeting along the way was all in one place, and it was just really cool to see everyone in one place and really look around and go, wow, we're really building a community here.
Yeah.
We're building kind of a creative collective, and it's been really cool to see. And I want to say too, we've done all of these videos on no budget. So I just I just want to destroy any excuse out there that bands have. A lot of bands will go years without doing a YouTube video because they think they need to spend $5,000 on a big budget director and with a, you know, a huge set and all these props and all this craziness. Like, you don't need any of that. Just have an idea. It's all about the story. Just go out there with whatever you got. I mean, iPhones are great these days. I have a nice camera, but you don't need it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing what you can do with a little bit of creativity and a little bit of drive. You can really make it happen.
That's a really good point. I mean, it's a lot of work that we've done to get where we're at. And there's still a lot of work that we're just still doing behind the scenes, working on the next EP. But it's all like one thing that I have to keep reminding myself is like, this is fun, you know? it's so funny because it's like a second full-time job, but it's a fun full-time job. It's actually it's an oasis from my full-time job. But
we can completely relate. Believe me, we can relate. Well, let's give a listen to this next one. This is called Expectations. We heard a little bit about what the backstory is in here, but another fantastic tune. Expectations from The Drive Home.
Staying silent. Expectations I place on your heart from the start. Scripted parts that I changed. Inspiration you gave. Singing songs, tiny tongues, steady up all my long. Keep my thoughts to myself on the drive. Tired of staying silent. Words they can't hurt. Stand on Samson, self assured. All the while I'm not going to say the words they can't hurt. I imagine what it burns. They get tired of staying silent. Words they can't hurt. Stand on Samson.
Man, I like that song.
Thank you.
Expectations kind of, from the drive home.
Tasty bass lines.
Yes. Yeah. No
this
question.
This tasty drum fills.
I love it.
Yeah. That's a great, great tune.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
We are with The Drive Home. They are out of the Detroit, Michigan area. And guys, where can people find you? If we got some fans that are listening in LA right now and they say, we want to get with these guys, where do they find you?
Well, we're actually like kind of all over the place, but our YouTube channel is, as we were just discussing, is probably the first place I would send folks. So it's youtube.com/@thedrivehome_MI. That's where you can find our music videos, lyric videos, behind the scenes content, vlogs and things like that. A lot of good stuff that Austin talked about earlier. We're also on Instagram at thedrivehome.mi. YouTube doesn't allow for dots, so we had to do an underscore. We're also on TikTok, same as Instagram, .mi, thedrivehome.mi. And our website is thedrivehome.co. And if anyone wants to book us too, our email is thedrivehome.booking@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on Instagram or anywhere that we can receive messages. I think that's it. Did I miss anything, guys?
I think that's it.
Okay.
We're on all streaming platforms.
Yep. Streaming platforms to listen. You can follow the band on Spotify, Apple Music, anything you listen to or stream from, we're there.
Okay.
Right. And well worth the visit to all those sites, folks. I've got to give a lot of props to your website. Very, very well done. Guys, it's get on YouTube, watch these guys,
yes.
Watch the videos, check out the music. We're looking forward to an awful lot more from you all. We have one more queued up and love this song too. Disaster. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, I was chuckling because earlier you were talking about how our songs, all of them are about hope and stuff. And I'm like,
except this one's
kind of not about that, but, you know what that song essentially, like, the if we're reading between the lines of that song, is it's about what it's like to be in a frame of mind where, like, the world is your enemy. Like,
yeah,
I had spent a lot of time in those years we talked about thinking that, like, things were out to get me and things like that, right? It's like, you know, sort of like, and how angry that made me, you know, is it in particular about a relationship that, like, could have been a great thing, but I had my own ideas of, like, what she was thinking and things like that. And that's from so the song lyrics are from the perspective of that, right? Of, like, hey, I got something to say, and this is what I have to say. Like, you know, this was supposed to be great. It was supposed to be this ideal thing. And what it was in my own head was, like, you know, a lot of insecurity and jealousy and stuff. But
yeah,
so that song is, it's just like, it comes out and it's, you know, it just hits you hard. And, you know, a lot of fun, like, guitar stuff. Like, we do the bridge with, like, a little, like, guitar solo section. And like we mentioned earlier, a lot of rhythmic things that we really like to do got kind of center stage in this one. And we love this song. This is one of our favorites to play live. We've pretty much every set we've played, and we played a few shows like the Garage Show, and we played at the Blind Pig a couple weeks ago. We played at the Old Miami in Detroit about a month and a half ago too. And once this taping of this gets released, we'll have also played a couple more shows. But anyway, we love ending our sets with this song because, like, we get a lot of good energy from the crowd because it's just, like, really upbeat and energetic and really fun for us to play, which I think really resonates with the crowd. We just released it this week and gotten a lot of really great feedback. And, you know, it's a lot of people are listening to it, and that's, you know, something that we're very humbled and grateful for.
Well, and I think very relatable as well. You told the story of what that was. I think we've all gone through that at one time or another. We've overthought things and gone someplace we probably shouldn't have. And and this is the result. Just released this week. Let's give this one a listen. This is The Drive Home, Disaster.
One more thing before you go. that I care less than my fair share would let me show. We were a disaster. I saw the ship was going down, but stuck around to watch the tragedy play out. So bring in the actors. With a fist, it's a sight to be seen. Where a boy on your arm and a skeletal form. It went wrong, I caught on to your fantasy and burned it all down as we drown in the sea. You think you're a master of disguise. I discovered and captured all your lies. And just like that, I drifted slowly for the exit with a plan and no intention to look back. I played the pretender. I had no doubts about how phony this all felt. I've got a wicked complex. Nothing is left of this wreck. Watch me take my last breath. Welcome death as a friend. She's the best I ever had. In the sky as I scream my final goodbye. I lied when I told you everything. By your side, say goodnight forever.
Guys, I'm going to listen to that 30 more times tonight. That is the work you put into that song is amazing. There are so many different hooks and so many different things that I was catching. This is we've listened to it a couple of times, but really concentrating on that. Wow.
It's fun. What a great song. Even my headphones were falling off.
That is phenomenal. That's Disaster from The Drive Home, and it is anything but a disaster. That is just a phenomenal song. Great piece of music, guys.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and I actually just realized, too, we should shout out our producer, mixing, mastering, collaborator out in Chicago, Tyler Floyd, who without him, these songs would not sound nearly as huge or balanced or beautiful as they do. And so major props to Tyler. We just came off of a trip over to Chicago in early October where we laid down drums, bass, and rhythm guitars for our next EP. Which has, as of now, 5 songs, but maybe more. We're, a little
Constantly working.
A little inside baseball there for you, but at least terrific. 5 songs on our next release, which will be next year. And just massive props to Tyler Floyd. Just such a pro all across the board, and such a pleasure to work with.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, you have to do us a favor and keep in touch with us and let us know when that's coming out, because we know we're going to want to talk again and promote that as that one hits the airwaves.
For sure.
You guys have been super. I really want to say thank you for coming on the show. This has been a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much. Our pleasure.
Such a blast. Thank you.
Super. Quarter Peep, I think we're wrapping things up. What do we have in store for next week?
Yeah, so next week we have the Wayward Jay.
All right, we're looking forward to that. That should be a lot of fun. Going to wrap things up tonight and want to thank one more time our special guests, The Drive Home. Guys, thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, this has been a blast. Like I said, we couldn't wait to do this. It's our first ever like podcast interview, so you guys, really? You're our first.
Yeah,
so
we really great. Appreciate
well,
it.
It's been really fun. We feel very blessed to be that.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Hey, we want to say a big thank you to everybody out there in podcast land who's been supporting us. We're overwhelmed by what we hear each week and what's been going on. If you want to help us out, we would love to have you subscribe to us on YouTube. If you want to know where we're going to be, VehicleCitySound.com. All of our shows and our schedule is there. And if you know more bands like The Drive Home that you'd like us to talk to, please don't hesitate to drop us an email, VehicleCitySound@gmail.com. We appreciate everything everybody's doing. We hope you're having a great one. And hey, be good.